As an appropriate exercise for the close of this day, we offer our readers the following stanzas from a hymn of the Greek liturgy. They allude to the mysteries we've been explaining. Hymn in Parasheve. On this day, Judas leaves his master and takes the devil for his guide. The love of money blinds him. He fell from the light, he became darkened. For how could he be said to see who sold the light for 30 pieces of silver? But to us, he that suffered for the world has risen. Let us thus cry out unto him, glory be to thee, who didst endure thy passion and hadst compassion on mankind. What was it, O Judas, that led thee to betray Jesus? Had he cut thee off from the number of his apostles? Had he deprived thee of the gift of healing the sick? When he supped with his apostles, did he drive thee from table? When he washed their feet, did he pass thee by? And yet thou wast unmindful of these great favors. Thy ungrateful plot has branded thee with infamy, but his incomparable patience and great mercy are everywhere praised. Say, O ye unjust ones, what is it ye have heard from our Savior? Did he not expound unto you the law and the prophets? Why, therefore, have ye plotted how to deliver up to Pilate the word that is from God, and that came to redeem our souls? They that had enjoyed thy unceasing gifts cried out, let him be crucified. These murderers of such as were innocent sought thee, that they might treat thee, their benefactor, as an evildoer. But thou, O Christ, didst bear their wickedness with silence, for thou, being the lover of mankind, didst desire to suffer for and save us. We are prevented from speaking by the multitude of our sins. Do thou, O Virgin Mother of God, pray for us to him that was born of thee, for the mother's prayer avails much with the mercy of our Lord. Despise not, O most pure Virgin, the prayers of sinners, for he that refused not even to suffer for us is merciful and is able to save us. We subjoin the following beautiful preface from the Ambrosian Missal. It expresses in a most touching manner the sentiments which a Christian should have within him on this vigil of our Lord's Supper. Preface. It is meet and just, right and available to salvation, that we should ever, here and in all places, give thanks to thee, O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, who, being innocent, willed to suffer for sinners, and be unjustly condemned for the guilty. His death wiped away our crimes, and his resurrection opened for us the gates of heaven. Through him we beseech thy clemency, that today thou cleanse us from our sins, and tomorrow feed us on the banquet of the Venerable Supper, that today thou receive the confession of our faults, and tomorrow grant us the increase of spiritual gifts, that today thou receive the offering of our fasts, but tomorrow introduce us to the feast of the Most Holy Supper, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.